Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. All righty. Good day to everyone. This is Wednesday, the 10th of October, 2018. Today's show will be an hour due to some discrepancies that we have working out. And you are listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com, The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and this is radio the way it should be heard. We are going to get right into the program. Let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and as we always say, Mr. Fuller, good morning and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay. I have a lot of people that ask me about that list, a list of movies. We are on 37 through 40, which would be the complete list. And then on next week's program, I will just go over and read the entire list. So do you have four more that we can close this portion out?
What was that last one we had?
The last one we had was 12 Angry Men. That was number 36.
12 Angry Men?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we already have Nothing But a Man. I have a couple of this here, and it might not be in that order. Do I have The Hustler?
No, I don't have that down here. Is that the one with Jackie Gleason?
No, yes, Jackie Gleason.
Okay, let me put that down, The Hustler.
Yeah, I definitely want that one.
Okay, that's in there. Okay, number 30.
Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, okay. And number 38?
The Straight Story.
Straight Story. Okay, wait a minute.
About a person named Alvin Straight.
Oh.
That was his name.
Okay, and
not a lot of lessons in there, but there are a few substantial ones.
Okay, number
kind of a movie, kind of boring to
mm-hmm.
most people.
Okay, number mm-hmm.
The Straight Story.
Number 39?
The Trip to Bountiful.
Trip the Bountiful.
The Trip to Bountiful by with his stars Geraldine Page. She's a white lady. There was a remake of it with Cicely Tyson, but I would recommend the one with Geraldine Page.
Okay, let me get that. That was The Trip to Bountiful, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And number 40.
Picnic.
Ooh. Okay, Picnic. Okay, that's 40.
I would call Mid-America.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm going to do is next week, because I was asked to do it this week, is to go over the complete list one more time. But because of the shortage of time, I'm not going to do it this week. But next week, hopefully, I can, if there's no more discrepancies, I can go over the list. There are people who have written in, and I don't have time to do it today, of several other movies, but I'm sure that there are other movies or books that are out there that...
about 12 more, really.
Oh, yeah, about 12 more. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're not going to do that because that would make it 52. But,
all right.
But, okay, now, today's subject is a very controversial one, but nevertheless, we want to get into it and get your thoughts on it. It's going to be, or it is, the... emasculation and feminization of the black male in the system of white supremacy racism. Just hearing the opening line of that discussion, Mr. Fuller, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a part of the white supremacist strategy. One of the major parts, sexual confusion, okay, among non-white people. They want confusion at all times, in all areas of activity. Confusion in economics, confusion in education, the educational system, where it applies to black people, is an absolute mess. I mean, and most teachers will say they are having all kinds of problems. Well, these problems are designed. They are built in, regardless of what the problems are.
Mm-hmm.
The Supremes have figured out how to make these problems. I mean, problems of discipline, problems of the grading system, the whole thing. All right? So that's in education and entertainment. They have made sure that whatever black people are doing in entertainment, that there's nothing constructive that's going to be in there. Nothing that black people can use that's inspirational in a constructive manner. They're steering all the entertainment in that direction. And they're having mostly just something that's just complete chaos, or something that doesn't have any depth or any value to it. You can't get much out of it. Just a whole bunch of people running around doing stuff, but nothing inspirational in the entertainment field that would cause a black person to think seriously about serious things. Okay? So they're spending, it doesn't make any difference how much money they don't care about the money. They'll spend any amount of money, I mean, to have confusion in that particular area of activity. And then, of course, in labor, law, politics, nothing but confusion. Nobody knows who to vote for, or which way to go, or whether to vote at all. I mean, or whether to participate, or just general politics, which is how people interact with each other each day. Make sure that there's confusion and then animosity there in all contacts. Anything, times you got black people around, you got a lot of confusion. And you got a lot of hostility, all right? That's all. Confusion and hostility in politics, the way people interact with each other every day. And then religion, of course, always mass confusion. People going at each other. People looking to kill each other in the field of religion, or just have endless arguments that go nowhere. Nothing settled, nothing constructive is ever supposed to happen. Just mass misery and confusion in the field of religion for everybody who is of color. And, of course, the eighth area of activity, sex. Because racists know that sexual motivation is the strongest motivation other than the system of white supremacy itself among the people of the entire planet. Everybody's walking around thinking about something sexual, or engaging in something sexual, or planning on something sexual, one way or another, all the time, or reminiscing about something sexual. If they're no longer sexually active, I mean, they're reminiscing. I mean, these are important parts of a person's existence. So the white supremacists are making sure that everything that has to do with sex, going to be mass confusion when it comes to people of color. Scatterization of sexual categories and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? Is that when they have, I think you mentioned there were 21, 22, or 23 categories of this sexual thing, you know, used to be male, female, now it's transgender or whatever term that they have out there.
Oh, they might, yeah, you're right, they might go to whole alphabet. They'll dream up things that will fit the alphabets. They'll just do that. They'll just say, hey, we won't start with L. Well, let's go back to A. You think that'll work? I mean, they just, like, you know, like people just in an experimental lab, just trying to see whatever will work, whatever will just cause as much confusion as you possibly can. So they might just at some point just say, we're not going to start with L. They'll have meetings on it, like I'm sure they do. They have to have, okay, in order for all this stuff to be happening. See, this is planned. This is planned. This is orchestrated.
Yes.
Well thought out. See, so they might say, hey, dude, we don't have anything for A and B. And say, well, we do have something for B, bisexual. Say, come up with something for C. Maybe 24 things for C. And then for D. And then for the whole English alphabet. All right? You know, all the letters. Right on up to Z. Zebra sexual. I mean, you know, well, what is that? Well, they'll come up with some fancy definition for it and say, hey, for you black people, I mean, this is perfect. I mean, this is a perfect sexual category for you all. I mean, you know, you need to be going out and spreading this in your schools and your churches and in all your institutions and say that, hey, this is all in the name of you black people love freedom, all right? So this is, these are all expressions of your newfound sexual freedom. You're going to have maybe about 50 categories now, just like they have many categories of race.
Yes.
It used to be black, white, mulatto in 1860. Now they got about 22 categories of racial classifications. So they do the same thing with the sexual classifications. Oh, what sexual classification for you? It used to be that old stuff. This male, female, and we don't want that no more. I mean, that's not for you all. You all are very creative people. You got to be more creative in your sexuality. And they wink at each other when they do that. And we go right along with it. Because what else do we know except what they tell us?
Right.
We don't come up with anything on our own as of any constructive value. And when somebody shows any signs of coming up with something on our own that is definitely constructive, they squash it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get suspicious of anything that comes down the pipe. If you're black, if you're a person of color, black, brown, red, yellow, anywhere on the planet, anytime somebody comes up with something new and they say it's just right for black people or people of color, black, brown, red, yellow, tan, beige, be suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, jump back. Don't jump forward right into it. Jump back and say, wait a minute, what is this?
Yeah, examine
what
it.
What is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you doing now? Because you're always up to something. Now, you're bringing me something else that I haven't had, all right? And you got it all printed up and making it look like it's something that really, I mean, is just beautiful and wondrous and going to do all kinds of things for the future of black people coming out of all this oppression and whatnot. I mean, and you say it's going to greatly enhance our intelligence and all this. I don't believe it.
Right. Okay, now.
That's the position you should take.
Okay, now, in reference to our topic today, I always want to call it emancipation, but it's not emancipation, but the emasculization of the black male and the feminization of the black male. In your mind, as you see things with your experience, what do you see going on? What images do you see that perpetuate that subject, emasculation of the black man?
Any movie that you look at, anything you turn on TV anywhere, all right? A black male is supposed to be, you know, a eunuch. I mean, that's basically what they're working up to. The black male, I mean, he's just strutting around with a whole bunch of tattoos and muscles and all like that, and hair all over his head and whatnot, different types. I mean, and, you know, later on they're going to make it purple and green and stack it up like they used to do the eunuchs in the Roman castles. You know, put some golden slippers on him. I mean, that, you know, these are frivolous people. I mean, you know, these are a bunch of clowns. I mean, dress them up like clowns,
mm-hmm.
all right? Tell them that hey, now you look attractive, all right? Now you got it going on. Okay, but make him look like a circus clown, all right? And then take all his masculinity away from him, all right? And then turn him loose among the females because he's no threat to females now. I mean, this is why you see all these rape reports
about
black people now, more and more. They got a lot of white people that they're charging with rape now, but they're going to make sure that, hey, I mean, the inspiration for rape is the black male, all right?
That's true.
So every black male, I mean, is deadly. I mean, if he's a masculine black male, he's a rapist. Every black male who likes females is a rapist by definition. So now if he doesn't like females, all right, if he doesn't like anything at all, I mean, in other words, he doesn't have any sex organs or anything, now he's a wonderful fella. I mean, you know, put some fancy bones through his nose and, you know, earrings hanging down to the floor and a big turban on his head. See, they love to be looking glitzy and whatnot.
So,
old-fashioned pimps and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. So,
put some golden shoes on his feet, all right, but don't give him any sexuality at all.
Okay.
Just have him twitching around, I mean, just...
Right.
Like some kind of thing.
Right.
That's all...
So by doing that, would that mean or could be interpreted that they consider the black man a threat, so they have to eliminate that threat by emasculating him and making him into a woman or more feminine?
Oh, sure. Right. See, they intend for every black male to eventually be chasing around looking for a white man's rear end, okay? Ultimately, that's the ultimate thing. I mean, that for the future generations, this will be the goal in life. No other goal other than that. Just going around, you know, that's what the black male will be known for. He won't be known for nothing else. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be his identification. That would be our identification as black males all over the world.
Why do they consider the
black... Wake up in the morning and go to bed at night thinking about the white male anus. That's it.
Wow.
No, they're going to take a roundabout way of doing it, but that's where it's all aimed to go.
Why do they consider...
All the black male... Because then, once you get us in that mode, they don't have to do anything else as far as, you know, jobs, and I'll give you any kind of job. I mean, who cares? I mean, you know, you can be president of anything. You can have any kind of fancy title. As long as you are completely messed up sexually.
Okay. Now,
you don't know what you are.
In your years of viewing life, watching, writing, you know, recording this, why is the black male such a threat to the system of white supremacy racism?
Because that's why they used to hang black males. And what they used to do when they would hang them, they would cut off their...
Right.
Private parts.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in mason jars. Sometimes put them up on the mantelpiece for the, you know, for the, you know, as trophies, just like they do when they kill a bear.
Yes.
Put the deer's head up over the mantelpiece. They used to put, when back when they had a lot of fireplaces and whatnot, and they had bent to a black person, they'd cut off his private part.
Yes.
Put them in a mason jar.
Yes.
Set it on the mantelpiece. Right alongside of the other trophies. I mean, the animals that they kill. All right? That would be the symbol. And they'd burn the rest of the body. All right? Or throw it into the river or whatever.
Okay, let me ask this.
The black male was always a threat to what? The reproduction of white people. Okay?
Is that what it is? The reproduction, a threat?
That's the root of it.
Okay.
Black male. See, in other words, when a white woman has a baby by a black male, that baby is no longer white. Every now and then they'll come up with, you know, but it's not reliable at all. A black male with a white woman is going to have what you call a non-white baby. Okay? That's just the genetics. That's just the way it works. So they have always had that animosity toward the black male sexual organs, okay? And, of course, they are making the black female into a female eunuch, all right? They are making her more and more masculine, but without the masculine equipment. So black females are now beginning to swagger around. I mean, they already are taking care of everything, including the black males. I mean, the black male is just turned into a baby. I mean, you know, and That's why, like Dr. Francis Cress Welson said, the black male calls traditionally the black female mama. She's always mama.
His
wife is his mama. All right. Why? Because she's providing everything. She's the only one got a job. Okay. The black female is going to become the man and the woman. She's going to be bi.
Wow.
All right. She's going to be it all.
And the
black male is just going to be somebody that you standing around looking like an ornament, looking like a statue.
Wow.
He ain't worth nothing. He ain't worth nothing to nobody.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. TalkTimeAtRadio.com is a TalkTimeAtRadio.com is a 24/7 no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now here is one I'm only going to share with you, and it's called All in the Family with S. Yolanda Robinson. It's a very good program and you should check it out. All you have to do is go to the TalkTimeAtRadio.com homepage and then click under programs, and then there you will see it, the date and the time and a little bio about the host and the subjects that she discovers. That and all the other shows that are listed there for your convenience. All that from TalkTimeAtRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. We are speaking with Neely Fuller Jr., and the day's subject, and it may go into next week, but today's subject is the emasculation and feminization of the black male in the system of white supremacy, racism. Mr. Fuller, as we discuss that, and you say now the black woman is becoming the male and female in the family structure?
Well, she's always been that, but the white supremacists see where that's the way it's going to go. The population, even though they are killing millions of black people all the time, I mean, disease, famine, war, dislocation, but they're not killing them fast enough. So they got to have a plan, or they can have us walking around all over the planet, but we'll just be a whole bunch of things. We're not even, you know, considered to be people, because we're just about not considered to be people as it is now. But they're going to make it. The white supremacist plan is we are things, just like buffalo or a piece of furniture mostly, not even like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to even have animal status.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Definitely will come behind the dog. You know, that's why some white people are calling at this stage black people dogs, calling us animals.
Yes.
Monkeys,
yes.
Dogs. See, but in the future, we won't even have animal status.
Mm-hmm.
That's their plan.
Okay.
We're just some kind of things, like Walking Dead. What's that thing coming down the street?
Yes.
Look at it.
Yes.
Look at it. Throw rocks at it. I mean, you know, that's a thing.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a person. That's not even an animal. I mean, we take care of our animals and all like that. You don't take care of that thing. That's a thing. Look at that black thing coming down the street. I mean, what is it? Oh, wow. I mean, is it a car? Is it a truck? Is it a ship? It's not a tree. What do you name it? It's no name for it. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing. T-H-I-N-G. Throw rocks at it.
Okay.
Chase it.
Okay.
You know?
Now, in this emasculation and feminization of the black male, I've noticed the powerful use of imagery. And I was in a discussion about Bill Cosby and that last image of him in handcuffs, 80-something-year-old man in handcuffs going off to prison. I think about O.J. Simpson, you know, that image that they have of him. Serena Williams or the Williams sisters, I was reading an article yesterday that they were testing them to see how much male factor that they have or had in them or supposedly have in them. This system that is, and this is ongoing imagery. What do you think about the use of the imagery that the white supremacists use to further degrade black men and women?
Everything that the white supremacists do is to degrade people of color. Everything. They don't do anything else. I mean, they burn midnight oil trying to figure out what the next step is going to be and what we'll go for, and we'll go for just about anything. And it's understandable because we don't have any plans for ourselves. I mean, they have always planned for us. So this whatever they say is the newest thing, we just grab it, jump into it, because we're so starved for somebody to pay attention to us or tell us what to do, because we've never had anything, a plan of our own. So we're always wanting somebody to tell us what to do, what to value, what the latest thing is, you know, what the latest pair of shoes is to kill somebody about, you know, where to go to have what we call a good time, what to eat, what not to eat, and see what I mean? So, you know, they're making us at the status of what they say that we are at this state.
Okay.
Like
now,
the movie The Godfather, we are animals, but they are trying to go farther
yes.
than have us be animals. Because, see, they, you know, like they walk their dogs and all like that, they take care of their dogs. You know, in other words, they say preserved animals. You'll go to jail for killing some animals now.
Yes.
Even if you have a chicken fight, they'll put you in jail for having chickens fight each other, even though we eat chickens all the time. All right? But they are trying to make black people, particularly among all of the colors of people, the people that they classify as black, completely worthless. Not even worth anything to each other, which we are just about there now. All right? That's why we slaughter each other. We can't stand each other. Okay? Even though we do a lot of hugging and kissing, we're trying, but it doesn't take. See, it's all phony. We
yes.
know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, see, yeah.
No, black people don't value black people. We need to tell the truth about that.
So
everything tells us that it's nothing to value.
So it's important. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, the white supremacists are teaching us that. You know, they keep showing what? King Kong. What is King Kong? They should call us apes.
Yes.
Now, what did the ape, the most famous ape in white folklore, what is that about? The most famous ape is King Kong.
Yes.
If you think of an ape, you think of King Kong.
That's true.
What did King Kong do? Chasing a white woman.
Chasing a white woman.
Yeah, they're just tearing up everything, stepping on buildings, kicking over cars, whatnot. Hey, where's that white woman? I mean, y'all take away that. Ooh, King Kong. I mean, just tearing up cities.
Yeah, climbing buildings.
Right, and they keep making remakes of that movie. I mean, reinforcing that idea.
Chasing a white woman.
Every 5 years or so, they make, hey, got to have another King Kong.
Wow. and we may have to take this after the break, but when did Neely Fuller become conscious of what was going on in terms of this white supremacy as a young man, you know, growing up and so forth? When did you become conscious of all this and the depth of how this nonsense goes?
Oh, the depth of it didn't come until in the mid-1950s. But I was conscious of it because there was no way to escape it when I was coming up. I mean, there was the colored water, the drinking fountains, the restaurants. I was terrified when my progenitor sent me what we call my father.
Yes.
Send me to the bank. I'd walk into that white bank and go out there to get some change for his business and get out of there as fast as I possibly could, trying to hide my color when I'd walk in, because I know all eyes are going to be on me.
Yes, sir.
And I know I might be in trouble before I get out of there. So I just meekly go up to the counter and whatnot. And everybody looking at me with total hostility. Everybody in there. What is that creature? What is that thing coming in here? I mean, you know, this is a nice, clean, you know, spotless place. I mean, you know, when you see something looks like that, you think about filth. You think about dirt. You you think about something derogatory. I mean, you know, that little creature coming in here among us, all us freshly start, clean, upright, Christian white folks. Mm. I mean, you know, what is that creature doing coming in here? Coming in here. You know,
wow.
Thinking that they, you know, right. He comes through the front door of a bank, you know, and you black? Are you crazy?
Mm.
I mean, that's the way I came up.
Right.
All right.
Let me.
So you get it early back in those days.
Okay.
Back in the 1960s, the mid-1950s, they started taking down the signs because they went into the refinement stage. Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because overseas, outside of the northwestern hemisphere, people, you know, from the Congo, South mm-hmm. Africa, and whatnot, the Mau Mau and all that. I mean, black people, Gandhi in India and whatnot, they were saying, okay. Hey, there's something wrong with this color scheme.
Okay. Got to leave it there for a break, and we'll pick that right back up. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com. To your app or to your cell. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to talk about Mr. Fuller's past in relationship to when he became conscious of this, all that and more on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Everyone's talking about the Meet the Candidates form. St. Dominic Roman Catholic Church, 453 North 20th Street, Columbus, Ohio. Saturday, October 20th from 10 to 1 with S. Yolanda Robinson and Kahari Inoharo as moderators. It's sponsored by Blacks in Government, Federally Employed Women, and a host of other organizations. Come out and meet the candidates and find out who really supports your issue.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inoharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
You trusted Judge Terry Jameson when you elected her in 2012. She came to the domestic and juvenile court with experience as a trial lawyer in criminal, domestic, and juvenile law, serving Columbus and Franklin County residents. Re-elect Judge Terry Jameson to the Court of Common Pleas, Domestic Relations and Juvenile Branch. Judge Terry Jameson, justice tempered with mercy, because your family matters.
I'm Judge Terry Jameson. I'm asking for your vote on November the 6th, 2018. I was voted in by the community because your family matters. Thank you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
All righty, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we are having a dynamic discussion on the emasculation and feminization of the black male in the system of white supremacy, which is racism. Mr. Fuller, we left off with you being conscious of what's going on, and you illustrated the how you went into banks and so forth. And, of course, you went into the service, and you saw the same type of setup even in there?
Oh, of course. I went to Korea, was in the combat zone for 10 months, and when I came back, now I went through training with white people, all right? 34th Medium Tank Battalion, Camp Chaffee, Arkansas. All right, 1951. Now, in March, that's when I went in. I went doing all my training with mostly white people, all right? White soldiers. They sent me overseas. I was with the Brooklyn unit, mostly white. All right, just very few black people, just maybe about six or seven of us out of a unit of maybe of 100 people. Old time I was in combat, in the combat zone, in the field artillery, up on the line. The whole time I was in Korea, because they sent us right to the front. And we weren't in the rear area at all. I mean, they sent us right from training, and when I went overseas, they sent us straight to the front line. Because they said we were replacements for the people who had already been killed, okay? We had to fill in those gaps. I was over there 10 months. I managed to make it back. As soon as I got back, they put me in the 2nd Field Artillery at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. That was an all-black unit. The two white sergeants that picked me up in the Jeep, they were smirking because they said, he thinks he's going to be a sergeant over white people, but he ain't. All right?
Wow.
Right. And they drove me straight through the 2nd Field, which was an all-black unit, one of the few that was still left, and put me in that. After I came back from overseas, fighting for the Koreans, you know, South Koreans. They need their freedom. They need to be able to go where they want to and do what they want to and not be discriminated against and all like that. That's what I was sent over there for, to help them, to have their freedom from communism and all these other evil things that were going on in the world. And as soon as I got back, they let me know, you know what you are? You ain't no soldier. You ain't nothing. You ain't even, you know, fit for nothing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you are what you were when you left here. And all that freedom you fought for somebody over there, it ain't for you.
Mr.
Not you. Mm-hmm. Not with that color that you got.
I got you. With all the training in all that you have seen, and of course you have written the code book about this, And you mentioned in the previous half hour, the word just stood out to me, taught or teach. Why is it hard for us as black people to realize that we have been taught, trained, you know, if you will, I'm going to be Ebonic, teached, you know, in this particular system that mistreats us badly? Why can't we believe that?
Because that's all we know. We don't have anything to compare with. I mean, we don't know anything about anything else.
But the code book explains what is going on.
But see, that's all fantasy.
What do you mean?
Right? In other words, it's hard to get people out of the habits that they are used to.
Okay.
We have ghetto habits. We have been trained to be ghetto people. And we have, and like you are trained, you're born in a prison.
Yes.
So you get to a place where you're institutionalized.
Okay.
That's why I keep mentioning that movie, Shawshank Redemption. Red kept saying, after a while, you get to the place you like those walls.
Mm.
All right? Yeah, you like your cell. If somebody comes and tells you to get out of your cell, you think they're crazy. You know, you like it where you are. And the average black person likes being in the hood. Okay? I mean, you know, it's like going back into the womb. See, it's trying to grow up, trying to grow out, trying to become a universal person. Oh, no. I'm going to be a downtrodden Negro in the hood. Because my ancestors was that. All right? As far back as I can remember, my father was always locked up. My grandfather before him, locked up. Right. Beaten up to going around, strutting around, trying to pretend to be a man, and beating up the black female and thinking that makes him a man. Okay? Knocking her down every Saturday night after he gets drunk from being mad all day and all week on his job and come home and take it out on her.
Mm-hmm.
Face all over the kitchen and whatnot.
Is that why he renders us as being called a boy? Because we actually have perceived as no power whatsoever against that?
Absolutely, and we are in a boy's position. There's no such thing as a black man in the system of white supremacy, according to the evidence. Man means manager. We don't manage anything. We are managed. If you're a prisoner of war, you're not a man. All that's taken away from you. You're just a prisoner of war. And you do what the prison masters tell you to do. And when you have generations of nothing but that, you begin to like it. And don't want it to change and get mad at anybody that does try to change it. Somebody try to pull you out of that cell, you'll fight them. This is my cell. This is my territory. This is my turf. You know? And what I'm good for in here in this prison is fighting other prisoners. And we do a lot of that.
And they trained you to do that.
Yes. We are trained just to walk around. As soon as they let us in the prison yard, walk around in the prison yard looking for a fight. For a fight with whom? The prison masters? No. A fight with other prisoners. All right? That's what we look forward to. We're trained that way.
Mm.
You know, that's not by accident.
Well, that's... Whew, wow.
That's why we love to be somewhere where we can shoot at other black people. That's what our guns are for.
Or show off. I understand that now. That's why when we get a little space, we like to show off. You mentioned that before.
Yeah, boy, we. The minute the white supremacists say, well, "I'm gonna give you creatures a little time off from what me telling you what to do," all right? Because you don't know what to do if I'm not around, no way. So I'm gonna give you a little time off. The minute we get a few minutes off, we do what? Truth be told, chase around trying to find other black people. And when we find other black people, then we try to go at each other. All right? Don't make no difference how we start off. See, that's a sham. See, that all that thing about black love, that doesn't exist. We try to pretend that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we're not fooling the white supremacists.
Yeah.
We're fooling ourselves about that.
I remember...
Love, we know, we talk about love more than anybody on the planet.
That's true.
There's no love in us at all.
That's true.
None. Yeah. Zero.
I remember as a child, when I would go to certain meetings, guys would drive up in these great big old Cadillacs, and everybody wanted to get a Cadillac. I could never figure out why that happened. So eventually I bought a Cadillac. I bought a Seville. And I remember this lady and this man said, okay, now you've made it. And I said, made what? What did I make? Because I bought a car? But I understood that that car was a symbol that you have supposedly escalated to some, you know, a higher level or equal with, quote unquote, the man. I never thought that.
Black people have been highly trained by the white supremacists to think that the definition of success is doing anything that will get the attention of other black people. Because nobody else pays us any attention at all except to tell us to get out of the way. You know, why they do things that really mean something.
Yeah.
Black people, please, black folks, get off the highway. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Let somebody by who's going to be doing something like going to outer space and whatnot. Y'all don't know how to do nothing but walk around showing off and grinning to each other.
Showing off and, yeah, driving the cat. Yeah.
Grinning and showing off to each other.
A cat.
That's all you're good for.
A cat.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
And let people with some sense run the world. If you please.
Let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Nellie Fuller. Now, wait a minute. We're getting ready to do something really important. We're getting ready to have Mr. Fuller talk about his book. If you don't have this book, I highly recommend that this be one of the books that you get and put on your table. And not only that, but also pick it up and read it. And I'll have Mr. Fuller explain it. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of a basic textbook and textbook for victims of white supremacy. If you're not a victim of white supremacy, or you don't perceive yourself as being one, the book is not for you. But if you want to tell yourself the truth, if you're a person of color, you are subject to the system of white supremacy. But a lot of black people say, I'm not subject to anybody. I'm my own person. I do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tells me what to do. All right? Now, if you believe that, keep believing that. All right? If, you know, go with your beliefs. The book doesn't try to indoctrinate anybody, but it makes suggestions to people who have decided what I say, because I decided myself. I'm a victim of racism. I'm subject to the races. The white people, not all white people, but the white people who believe in white supremacy, I'm subject to their dictates each and every minute of each and every day. So that is a situation that shouldn't exist. So the book is designed to tell me what to do as an individual that will erode that system. Erode it. All right? You can't get out of the system. You have to actually destroy that system. There's no place to go. There's nowhere to run. There's no place to hide. Nowhere in the known universe if you're a person of color. You can't hide from the white supremacists. There's no place you can go where you can do that. So you have to erode the system. You have to tear down the prison walls and then make the prison into a place that it should have been in the first place. And that is a place of truth, justice, correctness, and peace. That's what the whole universe is supposed to be. But the white supremacists, some people came along, not all white people, but a substantial number of white people invented a thing called racism. And it has caused a plague all over the entire planet.
Yes.
Called white supremacy. So the book is designed to replace that system. No point in replacing the system if you're not going to replace it with something better. Now, that something better wouldn't be anything as shallow as black supremacy. You'll just be getting the same old system in blackface. We don't want no more of that. We want a system of justice and correctness and peace, which is something that has never been in recorded history on this planet. So we should become, our goal should become universal man and universal woman. And the book is designed to help each individual day by day go through the process of becoming that.
Okay.
That's why I go to producejustice.com.
Okay. Now, I got a question to ask you about that, because if I don't, it'll bring about confusion, and that's the one thing we don't want. And this last statement that you made, that you didn't want it to us to become black supremacy. Now, I got to ask this. Is there such a thing as black supremacy?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Any black person who's charged, formally or informally, with a thing called black supremacy, the code says, you immediately ask them, supreme over what? I'm black. I'm supreme over what, all right? You say, you call me a black supremacist? All right, show me the evidence. I listen to you, but supreme over what? I don't even, you know, I don't tell anybody what to do. Everybody tells me what to do that's white. I say there is such a thing as white supremacy, all right? And if a black person tells me what to do, that black person can't tell me what to do without a white person standing behind them, backing them up. That's white supremacy. So you can't have white supremacy and black supremacy in the same universe at the same time.
So let's be clear. There's no such thing as black supremacy.
None.
Okay.
Nowhere on planet Earth. Now, somewhere out there in outer space, there might be. There might be a racist system called black supremacy, but I haven't heard of it.
No,
not even out there where they have the black holes.
I just wanted to be clear, because people listen to the program and then they will say, well, Neely Fuller said something about black supremacy. So that's why I had you give that explanation that there is
you better believe there's no such thing as black supremacy anywhere in the known universe. Not only on this planet, but on any other planet anybody ever heard of. Wherever you have black people, you have white supremacy. How about that?
Yeah, there you
and
go.
You don't have anything else.
Okay, and
wherever
I would be...
Wherever you have, I don't care where it is, wherever you have black people, the white supremacists are telling those black people what to do.
What to
either
do.
Either direct or indirectly.
Okay.
That includes all the little villages where black people have never even seen a white person. The white supremacists control their business, too.
Yes.
Because they control the planet.
Yes. On a totally unrelated subject and off topic, I was asked to mention, I know you don't particularly care for this, but I will say this, that a lot of people who regularly write into this show or text me into this show, they know how you feel about birthdays, Earth Day, or Born Day, but they wanted to acknowledge your day. Your day of birth, they wanted to acknowledge it. They tried to be careful in not saying happy birthday, but a lot of people think fondly of you, and I just said that I would casually mention that and not go too deep, but I just wanted you to know, or they wanted you to know, that they care about your particular born day. So now, you know, I don't know what your response would be to that, but you have an awful lot of followers.
My response is the code calls for me to accept any appreciation and whatnot, anything that anybody says that, and with the spirit of kindness and all like that. But the facts are, and I'd like for people to think about this, that there's no such thing as a birthday coming every year, every 365 days. You have one birthday. That's the day you're born. And then you have breath days. The day you're born, you take a breath. You inhale. And then you inhale and exhale and inhale and exhale. And these are breath days. You do that every day that you are walking around on this planet. On other planets, maybe there's no such thing as breath. But on this planet, you have a thing called breath. So you have breath days. You don't have a birthday, but one time. That's the day you're born. and then you have breath days, and then after that, after your breath days, you have what? You have a death day. That's the day you die, which means you stop breathing, okay? You inhale, then you exhale, and you don't inhale again, all right? That's a death day. So the only thing you got coming up now, if you're breathing now, is a death day. You're not going to have a birthday. You're not born every year. You're not going back into the womb every year and then come out of the womb and have people standing around you in the hospital. That doesn't happen every year. See, that's what the white supremacists have put out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for whatever reason they did it. I mean, and it caught on. And just like everything that, you know, all of the so-called holidays or holy days or days we're supposed to celebrate, I mean, the code says black people have nothing to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And the ugliest thing that a black person can do is to celebrate anything. Why? We haven't done anything to celebrate. You celebrate after all the problems are solved. So that means celebration time is going to be a long ways off. Or not, if not a long ways, it shouldn't be a long ways, but at least it's going to take a lot of work.
But as long as you're alive, you can acknowledge breath days.
Well, as long as we are got these problems, we're not supposed to be celebrating anything. That's an insult to the Creator. Solve the problems. And then look around and breathe a sigh of relief. That's your celebration.
Yes.
Now, no breaking out the whiskey and all that stuff. That's not the way to celebrate ever. No. Just breathe a sigh of relief and say, well, we finally solved all of the problems that we were given. All right? So we'll breathe a sigh of relief, and that sigh of relief, that breath that we take this in the form of a sigh, that's our celebration. Nothing else.
Mm.
No barbecue, none of that. You don't have to buy nothing. All right? Breathe a sigh of relief and say, well, we finally got that work done.
Yeah, it didn't cost you nothing to breathe, does it?
Yeah, just breathe a sigh of relief.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go and take some rest.
Yes. Ain't that it? That's very good. There was a couple of people that did say breath day, but you gave a good definition of that.
That's what it is.
Yes.
I mean, that's the truth. See, everything in codification is supposed to be about the truth.
Yes.
We're not born every year. We don't go back into our mother's wombs every year. We don't do that. We know that. So why do we act like we don't know it? Just because somebody made something called a calendar. I mean, who made the first calendar in the first place? Who knows?
Yes.
You know, and there have been a bunch of calendars that have been made. There's something called the Chinese New Year. It's not the same as, you know, New Year that we call New Year's. We say January the 1st. The Chinese say, that's not the New Year. You know, so they got a New Year of their own. So what is a year? Okay?
Good question.
Yeah, somebody said 365 days, that makes a year. Somebody else might say, oh, no, a year is 1,000 days. What are you talking about? What calendar are you looking at?
Yeah, the Mayans had a calendar. Ooh, yes.
All right, so, you know, this is all made-up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Made up by whom? Well, regardless of who made it up, if the white supremacists get a hold of it, they're going to make it so it makes them stronger and makes their victims weaker.
Yes.
Doesn't make it what it is, because that's what they always got in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come out and spend some money. Why? Because it's, you know, St. Swithin's Day.
Yeah.
Who is St. Swithin?
Yeah.
We don't know. It's something I made up last night.
Right. That's what I like about the competition.
All you black people come in my store and buy something because it's St. Swithin.
Yes, money.
If you ask who is St. Swithin, and they tell the truth, they'll say, oh, St. Swithin is somebody I made up at 5 o'clock this morning before I opened my store.
Oh, man.
It's St. Swithin's Day.
Okay.
Come in here and buy these shoes and hats.
All righty. We're going to have to leave it there, but I think what we're going to do is do this next week to do it justice, the emasculation and feminization of the black male. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Fuller. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening. Thank you for the pleasure of your time, and we will see you next week. Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you for having me, inviting me.